The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day. 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Must be time to talk travel. And Rose Gray is back in studio. Good morning. How are you?
Hola.
You've been gone a while.
I've been gone a little bit. Yeah.
Couple of trips to Mexico?
Couple of trips. So the first trip I was on was Secrets Playa Blanca Costa Mujeres. And then the next week, I was home for 2 days and we turned around and did a family vacation back in Cancun. So here's my plan. I have an agenda. So first of all, we should let everybody know that if you text F as in Fox, W as in World, T as in Travel, you will get a text back that will give you a link to something that may be of interest. If you are looking to still book that warm weather destination trip for this winter, and if that little snowstorm we had on whatever day that was.
Wednesday. It was crazy.
To make you start thinking about it, now is a good time to start thinking about it. I'm joined in the studio right now by actually Allison Davis, who's been with Andrea here before.
Yep. Yep.
And she's a manager of our Oshkosh office. I have her here for, I have ulterior motives. And but what I would really, really like to know is I would like to have her weigh in on how great this sale is. Because sometimes when people miss the July sale, they're like, oh, I missed out, but this is a good sale.
Yeah, it's 100% worth it. Basically, it's running today until December 27th. Don't wait until December 27th.
No.
Not
it's
recommended.
It's exclusive to Fox, I think.
It's a Fox exclusive. The travel agents have all of the information that they need. You just give them a call. It's for vacations, December, if you still want to go this month.
Yeah.
January, February, March. And it is an exclusive offer where you can get up to $150 off your vacation. So, again, no other travel agency has this promotion.
Nice.
Right. So if you text FWT, you'll get a link that will give you the opportunity to get the information that you need to continue processing all that information. Because I hate to just throw out numbers. Allison and I have talked about this. You know, I could throw out a number and then that means nothing to you. Like, what resort is that? and is that a good deal? And right. When is that? And that kind of thing. So
when I get that link back and I'm looking through all these deals,
yes.
Can I fill out a contact us form on my phone through that link?
That is exactly what you're going to do, Dayton. That's absolutely perfect. And, you know, as I was talking to a very well-known radio personality that happens to be working at WTMJ in the afternoons and is planning his first family vacation to an all-inclusive, he said, what do I need to know? And I said, you know what? Everything, because we need to know. We're starting from scratch here. Do you want to go to the Riviera Maya? Do you want to go to Puerto Vallarta? Do you want to go to Jamaica? Do you want to go to the Dominican Republic? Yeah. Where do you want to go? And then we have to hone that down. Then we start digging into what are your expectations with regard to the resort.
So we know if you want to do an all inclusive, you're not going to the U.S.
No, because there aren't any.
We don't do those. Are other countries can you go to besides these nice warm weather destinations?
There are a couple, right, Allison?
Yeah.
Europe.
There are. Well, in the South Pacific, Fiji, they have like what they call half boards. So breakfast, lunch, sometimes dinner are included. Drinks aren't included.
Okay.
But it's not that full all-inclusive experience that you're going to get in the Mexico and Caribbean.
Interesting.
Exactly. And I'm going to just quickly answer this first text that came in because it's so critical to what we're discussing right now. I have read that Mexico is starting to enforce the visit tax at the Cancun airport. Have you received any feedback from your clients on this? Can you direct us to the proper website to purchase this? First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, they're not kidding around with it. What frustrates people is you pay the visit tax. I paid the visit tax on both of my trips because at Fox World Travel, we are rule followers. And if there's a rule in place that you are supposed to fill this out and complete this and pay this, I just did the math. Again, this is going to fluctuate a little bit depending on where the peso is to the dollar.
Sure.
I paid $13.30.
Okay.
So when I was alone, that wasn't so bad. But when I had a family, a group of five people with me, and I paid that, do the math. They did not ask me for it. So that's frustrating because you're walking past these group of people who have iPads and they're checking to see if you have it before you go up this escalator to get to the terminals. They're randomly picking people to see if you've paid it or not. And so they stopped a family right before I was beginning my journey to get to the gauntlet to get up to that escalator, and they got stopped and hadn't paid it. And then I think they were dealing with that situation, and so they let me just walk on by. So you feel like, I could have gotten by without
Take your chance, but yeah. No.
But
don't
I would never do that in a million.
And right. Something to think about is that you might not have great cell service, so processing this payment at the airport is not so simple. So right. Do it ahead of time.
So okay. The texter is asking, what is the actual website for this particular payment? I have that somewhere.
We will get to that when we come yeah. back. We will get to that. We have to take a break. We started with ulterior motives and agendas. This is quite an interesting show already. It is the Fox World Travel Show, talking travel, 855-616-1620. If you have a question, get them in. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Thank you for listening. It's going to be a decent day outside. Cloudy, breezy, a high of 45, which is warmer than we've seen lately. 34 and partly sunny now in Milwaukee. And two people on the show this morning, Rose Gray and Allison Davis, both here to answer your travel questions. And
well, I know I was very disorganized at the beginning.
You were looking for a link.
I was going to give you this whole agenda. Then I got a text that said, you guys just said you're talking about a sale, but you didn't tell us who it's with. It's with our best partner ever.
Apple Vacations.
Yes.
Apple Vacations.
And that is why I'm remiss in not bringing that up, because they were the ones that sponsored that first trip that I did to Secrets Playa Blanca Costa Mujeres to get an award from this fabulous partner
gotcha.
Of ours. Yeah.
And that's if we text FWT to 855-616-1620, we get that link with lots of good savings going on for still if we want to go on a trip. This month, we
right.
could still make that
and
happen.
If you do that and you fill out this form, you get the promo code. And if you don't want to wait till Monday, because it's only Saturday morning and you are very anxious and you really want to book this is a DIY type thing. You can book this online with this code that you get specifically because you text FWT.
Okay.
Okay. Now, somebody also asked, where do I get this link for this Visit Cancun tax?
Yes.
travel.state.gov. Anything else you see, if you Google it, there's seven other companies that are trying to take your money do it, but they charge a service fee to do it. So if you book with Fox World Travel, you will get the link from your travel advisor, and then you don't have to worry about it. But if you didn't book through Fox or somebody else that was providing that for you, go to travel.state.gov, the best possible source for all of the things you need to find out about immigration and customs and safety and all of the regulations and rules and restrictions to get into any country.
Well, yeah. And those links that you're saying, there's seven or eight different ones, they might not even be real.
Well,
you're putting all your information into them and whoops, there goes your credit card and everything associated with it.
Exactly.
So, you know, you can trust the one from travel.state.gov.
Exactly.
Always a good location to go looking for travel stuff. So 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Do we know about the princess? Are we going to answer that one yet?
Well, this is so we have a question that says, I was wondering if Princess opened up their new resort in Negril. I heard they were behind. And what we have heard is they were supposed to open September 15th, Allison.
Yes.
Then what happened?
It looks like it was pushed back to November 1st.
And now we have no information.
Dun, dun, dun.
So,
all right. Well, let's keep
looking.
Let's go to the phone. We have Joe in Oak Creek. Good morning, Joe. What's your question?
Hi. My wife and I, we just returned from St. Vincent Sandals.
Cool.
Stunning, beautiful resort. But our concern, and I mean, I've been at other Sandals resorts, it's every day they were running out of things, from pina colada mix to no yogurt. We didn't have cream cheese the whole week, and we like lox. So I don't know if that's something you see or if that's just a Sandals thing or other resorts. I understand the supply and, you know, the whole island issue, but I don't know. I just felt like every day it kept piling up what they didn't have.
Well, thanks for calling. So how you've been to other Sandals?
Yes.
Okay. And you've never encountered that before?
One other Sandals resort, funny you should ask, is they were out of mint, so I couldn't have mojitos.
Weird.
I mean, it's not... that's not a vacation breaker, but
no.
I don't know.
This is what I'm thinking, and I'll let Allison chime in too. I'm thinking part of what you said is very accurate. Those are two remote islands. How can I just ask a question? How did you fly there? What was your route?
Well, we actually took a cruise right before that, Royal Caribbean, Utopia of the Seas, and I wanted to make it easier because I live in Wisconsin, so we flew out of Orlando, connected out of Miami, went to St. Vincent.
Got it. Okay, because getting there is a little tricky. What's funny is one of the advisors from our Sheboygan office is on her way there right now.
Oh.
Elizabeth. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll get more feedback because we've got a spy that's going down there right now. But I'm thinking two things. New resort, so we got a supply chain problem probably, and then also the remoteness of that destination. What do you think, Allison?
I think that's right on par. I know that even in Mexico, you know, a big group comes in that really likes, I'm going to say, Coors Light. Well, they might drink them out of Coors Light and then they don't get another shipment for a couple of days. It might be a situation like that, or anytime a new business opens up, they have to learn how much to order, when to order. So not a great experience, but I hope the rest of the resort was amazing.
No, yeah, it was great. I mean, it was beautiful. So I don't know if that was just if other resorts have those issues.
I think it's
probably just a new. I've never experienced that anywhere.
I think it's new and it's remote resorts. So I think they've just got to get it together a little bit. So
yeah. All right. Okay. All
sorry
right.
for
appreciate
that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks
so much
for listening, Joe. No. Have a good weekend. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. We have to take a break when we come back. More of your calls and texts. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray and Allison Davis from Fox World Travel. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Going to be a nice day, up to 45. A little breezy, though, but 34 currently and sunny in Milwaukee. Why is Allison here?
Allison is here because after the break, we're going to talk about I'll just say it in American language, Turkey.
Okay.
Because Allison has been to Turkey and has a passion for Turkey, and we've got
we're
a Turkey
We're going
to
run
trip.
That down after the news break. Okay. Yep. So, currently, we're talking about?
So, we have, if you text FWT to 855-616-1620, you will get information about an exclusive sale that Fox World Travel is having with Apple Vacations, so you can get some savings for travel between December and definitely January, February, March. Yeah, because some people haven't booked yet.
Yeah.
They didn't believe winter was coming.
Yeah, until we got that snow on Wednesday.
Squall.
I was golfing on that day off of one of those driving ranges, you know, the tiered driving ranges.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah, we did training in Oshkosh. And many of those poor people were driving in that snow squall.
Yeah.
So, and they told me how awful it was.
Yeah.
So
it came on quick.
It was
that's
bad.
For sure. But then it was gone quick.
But then it was gone quick. So. But it, you know, that's.
But it's, you're right. It inspired everybody to go, oh, we better book our travel for the winter here.
Exactly. So we're giving you a discount right now. We're giving you an opportunity to find what we consider a deal. And so you missed out on the July sale. But we're giving you another chance.
And you're the only ones that are given this chance.
This particular sale is just with Fox World Travel and Apple Vacations.
Okay. And I can still, how quickly can you turn a trip around? If I wanted to go in 2 weeks, can I do that? Or is it more than that?
We can make it happen.
You can.
We can.
Prefer not to, but you can.
Yes. No, we can. Yeah. But here's the thing. It's easier to turn a two-week trip around in the second week of January than the time frame you just gave me, because 2 weeks from now we're hitting Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas space might be tight.
Yeah, it might be tight. I know that there are some nonstop flights from Milwaukee left over the Christmas holiday. Yeah. So if that's what you're looking for, call us now.
Speaking of Christmas, what can I give people when it comes to travel? What are some good ideas for Christmas gifts?
Well, you can give a Fox World Travel gift certificate.
Which is the best gift ever. And I was on with John Mercure just this past Monday, and I talked about universal adapters, digital luggage scales, and handheld USB-charged fans. Saved me in Egypt. Saved me. I found them on Amazon, $15. Everyone's getting one. I hope nobody's listening right now.
So if you're going to Egypt, you may need that. If you're going to Alaska, maybe not.
Probably not. Although it could be 80-something degrees in Juneau.
And some of those hotels don't have the best air conditioning.
So you can set your little fan up on your little nightstand and you'd be fine.
Yeah. Do they have the ones that hang around your neck that just blow on you?
They have those too, but those are a little more expensive. And the ones I saw had batteries. I was all about the USB charge.
Right.
Because then you don't have a battery. That you know how they always ask you, do you have batteries? And I don't want to have to answer that question. So you just charge this bad boy up every night. And then all day long, you've got this little handheld fan that also is a flashlight. And it weighs nothing.
Would you keep that in your carry-on or in your luggage?
I would keep it in my carry-on.
You would?
Yep, because it's USB charged. So what's the difference, right?
All right. Some good tips there for Christmas. When we come back, we're talking Turkey. Turkey.
You're doing pretty
well. You're really good at that.
Yeah.
For those we're trying to figure out the new pronunciation they want us to use over from Turkey. Anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Now let's go to David Ozzedy Scott in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, David.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, of course, also at foxworldtravel.com. In a couple of days, they post it there as well.
Exactly.
You brought Allison Davison with you today to talk about Turkey because she's been there. She knows what's happening, where we should go. And do you know how to pronounce it the way they want us to pronounce it? That's the real question.
That is.
I don't, but I know how to say
Cappadocia.
Yes.
Cappadocia.
They like the Cappadocia. Like the
They like the Kia.
Like the hard k.
Okay. So my pronunciation lady in the car while I was practicing before I came in said Cappadocia.
Mine did too.
Okay. But we want to do what the Turkey people want us to do.
Yes.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey. It's like an A at the end.
K-A. Turkey.
Who knows? Turkey. So let's talk about this. There is a trip online, right? We can look at.
So what are the dates, Allison?
The dates are April 25th. To May 6th, which is a wonderful time. Not too hot and still like comfortable enough.
Yeah. So I'm jealous.
A 12-day trip.
Yes. So I'm jealous because Allison got to do this trip. I have been to both Ephesus, which is the K word, and Istanbul, but both times on a cruise ship. And both times when I went into that port, I was just like, oh my gosh, I need to delve way deeper into this country. So that is my only chance to ever go. But Allison had a very in-depth experience.
Yes. I was there for 7 days and they took us everywhere. So what you guys are going to do in 12 days, I did in seven. So you'll have a much better,
leisurely.
I was going to say better, more leisurely experience. There are two cities that you are going to that I didn't get to go to. And these two cities are historical and beautiful. And I'm going to butcher the names. They'll correct you when you're in destination. Kankale.
It is Kankale.
I got this. Yep. It's a historical town. It's the city of Troy, basically, where the Greeks invaded. And there is a replica of the Trojan horse there. If you're a history buff, that's what I'm all about. And then on your way to Pergamon, you'll have a Make Travel Matter experience, which Insight Vacations does a great job at, where you would be visiting a women's co-op. It helps support unemployment for women in Turkey. It's a give back experience. It's upcycled, recycled art, and it's just going to help the locals. So Insight Vacation's really great at that kind of thing. But in Pergamon, it's another ancient Greek city. So you're going to see a lot of historical sites with a lot of history, things dating back to 1200 BC.
Yikes.
Yeah. This is for anybody who's ever been to Greece, this is a natural progression to your next destination. Because if you loved Greece, you're going to love Turkey. It makes perfect sense. It's sort of like after you've gone to Alaska, you go to Iceland. After you've gone to Greece, you go to Turkey. And so we want to remind everybody, this trip, along with so many other Fox Group vacations, have discounts, early booking discounts, that end at the end of December. And so now it's not the time to say, well, I guess we'll get after this when the 3rd of January.
Sure.
No.
It'll be done.
Yeah. And there'll still be room on these trips,
right,
but you won't be able to take advantage of these early booking discounts. And so we really want to encourage people that are looking for Fox Group vacation travel in 2025 and have been holding back for whatever reason. If you know for sure that you can, or you've done some investigating, or you want to do more investigating, 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That's how you talk to somebody. Go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, little gold a rectangle in the bottom that says, let's connect. Give us as much information as you possibly can. I want to talk more about Turkey. Can I talk to Allison about Turkey? Allison will talk to you about Turkey.
When you go to the actual page for Turkey, Istanbul, and the Outer Circle, it says plan your trip down in that little corner. Same box. It's going to pop up the same form. You fill out all the information on there and somebody will get back to you.
Well, and we've talked about this so many times, and I love it when Dayton compliments me, because then it's not like I'm saying good things about my own company, but our website is remarkable.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It
makes you want to go to every single one of these trips when you look through it. If only you had the money. But yeah, gorgeous. Gorgeous pictures. It looks like the itinerary is what I love. Every day, full itinerary, where you're going, what's going to be seen, all that good stuff. So there's no questions of what the trip will be about. You can check it out there. But to get somebody to help you book it, that's where you fill out that form and they can help you out there.
Exactly. And we do love DIYers. We don't hate them. We do. But an Apple Vacation booking online with an Apple Vacation Fox World Travel discount, easy enough to do. Now you're talking Turkey. Oh, we're talking Turkey. You might actually want to get some FaceTime with somebody. You might want to do
a
virtual.
Trip, right? Yeah.
We've got a great virtual team that is more than happy to talk to you. You certainly can come into one of our offices. We love that as well. And I did also want to remind everybody that it is Pearl Harbor Day. And if you are one of the people in this world who have never had the opportunity to go to Hawaii and see Pearl Harbor, we have a 10-day Best of Hawaiian Islands trip March 10th through the 20th that would give you that opportunity. And maybe today will inspire you because it's Pearl Harbor Day.
There you go. We will take your calls and texts, and don't forget FWT to 855-616-1620. Get you the link to the Apple sale that's going on right now. And it's the only one in the country.
Take advantage of it
right now. FWT, if you thought you did that and you didn't get a link back, you probably got auto-corrected to get, because I'm seeing a couple of those in there. So FWT, as in Fox World Travel, is what you need to make sure you're sending through. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'll be right back on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray and Allison Davis. My name's Dayton Kane. Thank you for joining us this morning. 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ talk and text line. This text says, what is the process for entering Punta Cana? Do we still need to make out a form online?
Yes. And Allison and I were going to try to copy and paste this link to this texter, and we both decided that was a terrible idea.
So way too long.
It's way too long. If you go to travel.state.gov and go under the Punta Cana entry requirement, or the Dominican Republic entry requirements, you will see this. Then you have a legit link. That's the most important thing, right?
Yeah, there's a hyperlink in the fourth paragraph under entry, exit, and visa.
And I do want to tell this person who texted in to also check out Punta Cana Airport VIP.com. Punta Cana VIP.com. I've used it for my family. And what happens is this. If you arrive the normal way, which means your plane actually pulls up to a gate and they put out a opportunity for you to walk right into the airport, a gangway, as we say, there will be somebody standing there with a sign that meets you.
Really?
Yes. And then they take you down. They ask you what your luggage looks like. And they will actually fetch it for you, and then they will take you to your transfer. In the meantime, you're in this little loungy type area where they have juice and beer and soft drinks and snacks and all that kind of thing.
Just for filling out a form online?
Well, no. This has nothing to do with the form. This is just a way to make... We were traveling right after COVID.
Okay.
They were still doing random testing, and we had a party of... 5 on the first group that came and a party of 8 on the next group that came. And I just wanted to make it seamless. In addition to that, in Punta Cana, it is not uncommon to deplane outside.
Right.
So you're walking on a tarmac in the heat and you've got these little kids, or you, in some cases, you have a senior citizen with you. And I don't like that at all. There are baggage carts running around and that kind of thing. They come and get you with a golf cart. And they bring you in. So there is a fee associated with that, but it's a fast track experience, as it's called. And I cannot say enough wonderful things about that.
Nice. 855-616-1620.
All the things you learn when you listen to the Fox World Travel Show.
This one says, hi, at the end of October of next year, we're planning a family vacation to Paradise Island, Bahamas. We're staying at Harborside Resort. Should we be concerned about hurricanes, or is it late enough in the year? Also, what are the potential safety concerns?
Allison has a firsthand experience.
Yes, I was in the Bahamas when Milton hit.
Which was what time frame?
October.
Uh-huh.
And Milton is this year, kids.
Correct.
So this is not an old story.
Yeah. Correct. So my connection was through Atlanta both ways. On the way down, no problem. Smooth sailing. But it rained probably 4 of the 5 days that I was there, just because tropical storms from that hurricane. And then my connection home, the Atlanta airport, had some water issues everywhere. So I would recommend, if you're flexible with dates, just taking a look and see if there's any additional availability, or making sure you have travel insurance.
Yes. So here's the thing. The text asked, is it late enough in the year? No, it's really not. Hurricane season is June 1 through December 1. And June 1 is the shoulder of that on the front end, and December 1 is the shoulder end on the beginning. The truth of the matter is September and October are the highest possibilities, potential for hurricanes during hurricane season. So I'm certain these people got a very good deal, because you're buying it during what is considered to be off season, with the knowledge that there could in fact be a hurricane. But if you in fact have good travel insurance, you will be covered. Now, here's the thing. It has to be a named storm. So you can't be watching the Weather Channel and saying, oh my gosh, I don't like this one little bit. I think we're going to cancel, because it's not now yet not named. So it has to be a named storm. Okay. The other thing is, if from a previous hurricane, your lodging, your accommodations have been deemed uninhabitable by the government or by the people who own the resort, that's another covered reason. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to delve deeply into travel insurance when you're looking to cover hurricane season.
And you guys can help with that.
Oh, absolutely.
FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. We have one more segment, 855-616-1620. Thank you for listening this morning to WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Sunny and 36 on the way up to a high of 45 today, but it's going to be breezy. That B word's been in our forecast a lot lately. Breezy, which makes it cold. Feels like 8 right now. So be ready as you're heading outside. Don't be fooled by the thermometer. Okay, so Allison Davis is here. We talked a little bit about Turkey. We have a trip that we need to get people on, because it's a great trip. You just were there recently and have experienced it. What else do we need to know about that?
Yes. So I can go into detail of every single spot that you go to, but just to give you some really cool highlights, things you have to do that you might not think about when you think of Turkey. So Turkey is a big thermal spa destination. So you can get your history in, you can get your art in, but you can also go to the spa. So if you haven't heard of Turkish baths, it's an entire experience. I could talk about it for hours. I did it once. I would do it again. It involves some slapping, some hot water, some
mud.
I did have a mud facial at the end of my massage, and she was walking on my back. She was like 4'9" and had the hands of a linebacker. I don't know. You also will go to Cappadocia. It's a big volcanic area. So they have the fairy chimneys from volcanic eruptions that just keep growing. So that's a really cool experience. You get to see belly dancers. You can see the whirling dervishes. So those are the gentlemen that twirl in circles for 30 minutes. And I don't know how they do it, but it was a really cool experience seeing them. And then there's another local experience where you get to visit a family that actually lives in one of the fairy chimneys or the caves, for a lack of better terms. I know I referenced it the last time I was here, but they carved out this fairy chimney, and now there's modern technology. You have electricity and plumbing and cable and
crazy
full kitchens. So you get to ask them questions, and whatever questions you want to ask them are on the table. And then just wanted to talk about food, because food's important to people. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to Turkey, think about kebabs, lamb, lots of fish, lots of seafood, lots of like Mediterranean type things.
Lentils,
yogurts, cheeses, baklava, really popular.
You thought it was Greek, but they have it in Turkey too.
They have it in Turkey. Turkish delights, the little candies, so good. Like the food was so good. And then they have a lot of street food. So you're walking around in some of these ancient cities and you go down a path and there's a food stand. So lots of different options for people who have different tastes. I don't eat fish and I did not go hungry, even though it's a Mediterranean type cuisine.
All right. You go to foxworldtravel.com and click on the menu button.
And Allison said she will speak to you.
Yes.
You're working Monday?
I am.
You can actually search for her if you go under vacation travel and hit travel advisors. Just type in Allison Davis. And there she is. You can contact her that way. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you go to the group travel page and go to Fox Group Vacations, you'll see this trip that we're talking about. Turkey, Istanbul, and the Outer Circle, going on April 25th through May 6th of next year. So get in on this while you still can and enjoy that. Okay, let's wrap this up.
So FWT, Fox World Travel, FWT, text that. Text that the rest of the day. Text that all weekend if you want. And you will continue to get information about the Apple Vacation Fox World Travel sale that's going on right now for those of you who are a little behind and haven't had time to plan that December, January, February, March trip. Also, big shout out to Apple Vacations in general. They're the ones that hosted my stay 2 weeks ago at the fabulous Secrets Playa Blanca Costa Mujeres, where we were honored to be one of the top 20 agencies in the United States by Apple Vacations. Yes, there were hundreds of others that came in the next day because they are diamond elite as we are, but we are crown jewel. So why not book with the people who know Apple Vacations better than almost anyone else in the country?
You guys are top 20 out of what? Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands, thousands of travel companies out there.
Exactly. And then they surprised us with a concert with Dustin Lynch.
Nice.
And I did not know who that was. And true transparency and clarity, I'm not a country western fan, but Allison's nodding because she knows who he is. Yeah. The people I was with knew who he was. But what Apple did is we had donated money and school supplies for 9 schools throughout the Cancun area that we went and did a give back at. But they took the money, which was $40,000, and divided it in half and gave it to Dustin's charity, which is a charity he supports in Nashville, which I was just freaked out about.
Awesome.
So it was an amazing experience. Thank you, Secrets. Thank you, Apple Vacations, for hosting us and honoring us. It was a delight.
All right. Good to have you back. Allison, good to have you back.
Thank you.
Are you here next week?
I am here for a long, long, long time.
Okay. Good. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
We do it every Saturday at 9 o'clock, the Fox World Travel Show. Don't forget, the podcast available on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show,
is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.